Hello, I'm Alex James, and I'm very happy to be here at the university as part of my Cheesy Rider tour, which is a nationwide cheese propaganda mission to introduce people to the delights of my cheese. So we're melting it, microwaving it, chopping it up, and there's lots of gobbling.
So can you talk us through what cheese you have here today?
Basically, I was making like a posh goat's cheese, which won lots of prizes, but my kids didn't like it. They like cheese on toast. So I sort of went back to the drawing board to make a perfect cheese on toast. So I've got like a blend of cheddar and mozzarella, so you get like the nice gooiness of mozzarella but with the taste of cheddar, and then there's like sort of some crazy flavored ones, cheddar tikka masala and cheddar and spring onion and cheddar with sweet chili. But the one I'm most proud of is the microwavable pouring cheese, Spudsworth, for potatoes. Okay. Modeled on a French Swiss cheese paradigm, where they have their potatoes with melted cheese in France. When I discovered that when I was a kid, I was like slightly overcome, because I love melted cheese, but I never thought of putting it on a spud.
So how did you first like get into the whole cheese business, I guess?
Well, I just love cheese. I always have loved cheese, and I wonder if, you know, I sometimes wonder if I'll get bored of it, but every day I want some. Blair were doing gigs that people used to throw it at me, you know, all over the world. They threw cheese at me in Japan, where it comes in tins. You know, it's
what's they threw tins of cheese.
Tins of cheese, yeah, it's quite surreal. But yeah, I just love it, and the more I play with it, the more interesting I find it. You know, I think whenever you find something that you really love, you just got to hang on to it, even if it makes you look ridiculous. There was a time when being in a band was like a ridiculous thing to be doing when I was at college, you know, telling my parents I was leaving college because I was in a band. That was ridiculous.
Do you ever think about naming any of your cheese songs after Blur songs or anything, or any of your songs?
I might do a mozzarella called Wonderball.
Because I know you've got a cheese called Blue Monday.
Yeah, well, that was my favourite record. I tried to make it a 12-inch, but it couldn't be done. It needed to be a bit smaller.
How are you finding the BCU new City South campus?
Really, really good. Blur did play the University of Birmingham like in 1990 with the Voice of the Beehive Christmas party. I remember it. We were like third on the bill and had a really brilliant night. It was like a total tear up. It was really good. I love doing all those parties at student unions. Very happy. So it's lovely coming back. So, you know, places where I came with a different hat on.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's changed.